Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai 5783. My name is Adina Schmidman, and I'm thrilled to launch this year's series as we explore new perspectives on Shemona Esrei. The Gemara in Brachos states, Ezehu ben Olam Haba, Zeh HaSomech Geula Litfila. Rabbi Yochanan says, who is assured a portion in the world to come? It is he who juxtaposes or connects the bracha of Geula, redemption, to tefillah, prayer. And the commentaries explain that when it refers to tefillah, it is actually specifically referring to Shemona Esrei. What is this obligation? Why do we need to connect redemption to tefillah, or specifically Shemona Esrei? Rabbeinu Yonah, in his commentary on Brachos, explains that the Shema section concludes with a graphic description of our rescue, our redemption from Egypt. But there's no pause to regroup or look around at our desert environs. We must make a dramatic shift from slaves of Paro to servants of Hashem. How do we embrace this new role? How do we relate to our new master? We embrace the servitude of the heart, avoda shabalev, what the Rambam so aptly recognizes as tefillah, and the commentators more specifically associate with Shemona Esrei. We are now servants of Hashem, and we must embrace our new status and our new role. But in order to serve our master, we have to understand our obligations. We have to learn how to express our gratitude to our master for rescuing us, and we need to find the courage to express our own needs as well. The journey from Pesach to Shavuos affords us the space to focus on Avoda Shabalev, the learning of a people of how to connect to a new master. Through our learning, we will gain new perspectives on Shemona Esrei, the focal point of our tefillah, Avoda Shabalev. This unique time period provides us with a unique opportunity to focus our hearts and recommit ourselves. This year, to honor Israel 75th, our speakers all come from Eretz Yisrael, the focal point of our national journey. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah udevar Hashem Yerushalayim. Torah emerges from Tzion, and the word of Hashem from Yerushalayim. What better way to recognize the 75th? To listen and learn from the Torah that emanates from Eretz Yisrael. We pray that we see the ultimate redemption when we can serve Hashem with all of our hearts, Belev Shalem, in a rebuilt Beis HaMikdash. May it be speedily in our day.